This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
To the same love that gave it birth? Can a bear deny its cubs, or the eagle its fledglings, or the beaver its kits? The answer, then, in just a moment, is in this story starring Hilary Brooke. Dreary October day, early in the present decade. The scene is a rugged New England coast, where a small farmhouse stands forlorn and alone near the edge of a jagged cliff. Against this cliff, the sea strikes in monotonous rhythm. Inside the house, a shriveled old woman sits at the supper table, holding taut the silver cord that binds her to a pretty young girl who works at the menial task of clearing away the refuse. The silver cord that is at once the strength and the weakness of a selfish obsession.
Leave my cup, Sarah.
Right there, Granny. I haven't touched it.
Can't see why you're rushing so. Tain't as though there was any reason for it.
You know there's a reason.
What reason? How would I know?
Granny, there's no use pretending.
Pretending?
You know I've been counting on going to the Harvest Festival.
You ain't said nothing lately. Thought you'd given it up. Jason being gone.
Well, I haven't.
Driving 3 miles into town and back alone just for...
I've hardly been out of this house for weeks. I want to be where there are people to talk to and fun and laughter.
Those who set store by such things manages to forget their duty.
Maybe. But you've got to laugh sometimes. Anyway, when you're young, you've got to.
Laugh? Fiddlesticks. You ain't fooling me none, Sarah. Tain't laughing you're so hurried to get away for. It's to get dancing with them Struthers boys and Tom Doyle and the like.
There isn't anything wrong with dancing.
And wanting to get their arms around you. That's what you're in such a hurry for, duty or no duty.
Am I forgetting my duty just wanting one night of dancing? Don't I wait on you day in and day out? Isn't that about all there is in my life?
Strikes me you ain't very grateful for my taking you in when you was left alone. I didn't have to, me being your grandfather's second wife. You wasn't my flesh and blood.
Oh, Granny, I'm grateful, but...
Don't know what you'd do if it wasn't for me. No place to go, no kith or kin.
I do what I can to make up for it.
Funny way to make up for it, going gallivant and leaving me here all alone. Just so as you can set your cap for some young fella.
I'm not setting my cap for anyone.
And I ain't forgot how you was acting about Jason. Meeting him yonder on the cliff. Running out to him whenever he wishes.
So Jason's gone, Granny.
Trying to come between us, he was. Trying to take you from me.
Wasn't anything of the kind. Never even spoke of marrying. I'll change my dress now.
Sarah!
Yes, Granny?
As long as you said I'm going, seems like you could look to my comfort a little.
What is it now?
You could move my chair to the window so as I can see the storm. You know well enough I ain't able to.
It is beside the window.
Can't turn right. I can't see the cliff.
There you are.
Must have hit close by that one, must have.
It's getting late. I'll have to...
Coming nearer. Coming closer to the cliff. Coming to keep an old lady company. Yes. Many's the time I've gone out to meet it. Out to the cliff, Sarah. Where you and Jason used to go holding hands. Other things have gone out there. Yes. Lots more important things. Long before you and Jason. Your Uncle Robert died out there. You know how he died, Sarah?
I know. I've heard the tale.
Yes. You heard what people say, but you don't...
I'm ready. I'm going now.
Sarah, you ain't going in the storm.
Yes, Granny, I am.
I should think you'd be afraid the lightning would strike the buggy. Sometimes does, I've heard tell.
I'll get there, somehow.
Oh, Sarah, quick.
What is it, Granny?
I've been took with one of them stomach spells. Quick, the medicine.
Here, drink it.
Nasty stuff. Don't do me no good.
You'll be all right in a minute.
Oh, but I ain't, Sarah. The pain's awful.
They're well.
But suppose they don't, and then you're gone.
I'll put the medicine right here.
Oh, pain's getting worse. It's creeping all over me.
can't, and I can't.
Chandler! On the cliff! There's a man! I saw him against the lightning. Might have been your Uncle Robert.
Uncle Robert's been dead 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. Look like him, though. Granny, did you hear that?
Huh?
No, nothing but the wind.
There it is again, that whistle. There is someone on the cliff. It's Jason.
Supposing it is, you ain't gonna go.
Yes, Granny. You'll be all right now, and I'm going.
Because somehow I figured there wasn't any need. I figured you just knew.
You what, Jason?
That I love you, Sarah. If you did know, you must have.
Well, I wasn't sure. You never said it. I was hoping that's how it was. Jason, being with you is all I've had from life.
You do love me, Sarah. I wasn't a fool believing it.
No, Jason.
Oh, Sarah.
Seems strange. All these hours we've been together and you never kissed me. Never held me and kissed me before.
I wasn't sure you loved me.
Oh, I do love you, Jason. So much that it's all that's kept me going. Even when it seemed as if there wasn't anything left to live for.
Sarah, it was wrong of me not saying right away how I felt and what I was hoping to do, but I wanted to surprise you.
About what, Jason?
I have a job, Sarah. A good job down at the county seat. That's what I went away for. I'm going back tomorrow.
Leaving? So soon?
In the morning. Start work.
And I'll be alone again. Not seeing anyone but her.
What are you talking about, Sarah? We're getting married.
Oh, Jason married.
Sure. Living together in our own place.
Well, there's life going on and people to talk to. And you coming home every evening. A home of our own. Maybe there are better things than that in life, but I'll never ask for more.
There is nothing better, Sarah. And as soon as you can arrange things, I'm coming back for you and we'll be married right away.
Oh, it'll be wonderful, Jason. We're forgetting something. We're forgetting her in there.
I'm not forgetting her. I'm finally setting you free of her.
But I have a duty to her. You can't forget duty just to get something you want.
Sarah, you've got to see this thing straight. You paid her 1,000 times over for whatever she's done for you. She's a selfish old woman who doesn't care about anything but herself. You don't love
me. Don't say that, Jason. I love you so much that just now when I heard your whistle, my heart was pounding till I thought I'd die. Pounding louder than the sea down there.
You must see it isn't right for you to give up all your life for what's left of hers. Look at what she did tonight, fixing it so you couldn't even go to the festival.
She said she was ill, Jason.
Well, it's mighty queer she's always ill when you try to get away for a while. Sarah, there's something unnatural about her power over you. Remember, you have a duty to yourself.
I guess I've been blind. But I'm not blind any longer. I will marry you, Jason. I'll marry you as soon as you can manage it.
Oh, Sarah. Sarah, this is something we have to celebrate. You're beautiful tonight.
Oh, Jason. I'll get my coat, Jason, and meet you here. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm always scared.
Remember now, it's right what you're doing. You mustn't let her talk you out of it.
Oh, not now, Jason, never. Oh, my darling, I'm free. At last, I'm free.
The strands of the silver cord unravel and unweave in the face.
face of a love that knows not the word of defeat. The blood of heritage runs thick, but the wine of life brews high with the yeast of love. Each life to live, each life to die as it chooses. Save that life in the grip of a greedy and selfish obsession. Now to the story and its strange implications that are twisted by an obsession. Of a life buffeted by the squalls and mistrals of jealousy, Sarah has at last made the resolute determination to be free and to live her own life within the orbit of her love for Jason. Sarah has returned from her meditation on the cliff to the lonely old house and to the lonely old woman who lives in it. The lonely old woman who lives deep in the quagmire of obsession.
Only a few minutes. And that's all I'm going to stay.
Sarah, what have you been doing with that coat? Where are you going?
I'm going to the festival after all, Granny, with Jason.
So it was him whistling at you. He's back. And he turned you against me at last. You young fool, where do you think this is leading you?
Jason and I are getting married. That's where it's leading me.
You can't marry Jason, Sarah.
Oh, yes, I can. I'm going to.
You know about your great-uncle Robert? You know the tale about how he died?
Of course I know. You told me over and over again.
Folks always said he was walking on the cliff yonder in the storm. And getting too close to the edge, he slipped and fell into the sea.
I've heard the story, Granny. Jason's waiting.
He didn't slip, Sarah. He didn't slip at all. No one but me knows this. Not a body in the whole world but me. I was there on the cliff. I seen it. He jumped, Sarah. He'd done away with himself.
Suppose he did. What has that got to do with me?
Well, don't you see? He jumped, Sarah. He jumped because his head was full of strange notions.
What do you say?
He used to tell me about his notions.
Granny, what?
He was mad, Sarah. Yes, and your blood relation to him. You're tainted, Sarah.
Me? Oh, no, Granny.
So you see now why you can't marry nobody. Never, do you see? Well, where are you going, Sarah?
Jason's waiting, Granny. I've got to send him away. Not knowing.
What's this? You, Sarah? What? I was on my way to your house.
But, Dr. Williams, you're fine.
What's troubling you, child?
Nothing. I'm all right, Doctor. Hmm.
I drove down to the county seat yesterday, sir. Ran into Jason. He wanted to know how you are.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Gave me a message for you. He's coming here tonight to take you to the festival. Good boy, Jason. Suppose you'll be marrying soon. He's doing so well and everything.
Me marry him?
Why not, if you love him?
Granny told me, Doctor. Why I couldn't marry him.
Granny told you? Told you what?
Why I couldn't marry anyone, ever.
Oh, she did. And why was it, child?
She told me about Uncle Robert. The real truth about him.
Just what did she tell you, Sarah?
You know you must. She said his head was always full of strange notions.
Oh, he was a queer one at times.
She said it wasn't an accident the way he died. She was there and saw him. She said he jumped off the cliff.
She had no right to tell you such a thing.
She told me it was because he was mad.
Your Uncle Robert mad?
That's why I couldn't marry Jason. Nor anyone. Ever.
Sarah. You poor child.
Please, Doctor, it isn't sympathy I want. I can't stand that. But I've got to know the truth, all the truth. About myself and Uncle Robert. Others in my family have suffered, too.
No, 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 Sarah, never. It's a lie. She told you about your uncle, all a lie.
Doctor, you're not just trying to make it easy for me. You wouldn't say that just to...
No, no, I tell you, it's a cruel lie, Sarah. I was the first one to reach your uncle after he fell. He was dead. Hit the rocks below the cliff, but clutched tight in his hand was a bush he grabbed to save himself when he slipped. The rain had washed the roots and it gave way. It was an accident. He was no more mad than I am.
You sure there was never anyone in my family who...
No, of course not. I've known them all from a way back. Come, Sarah, let's go on down to the house.
Oh, Dr. Wilson, I can't believe anyone could be so cruel.
Yeah, it was a terrible thing to do, Sarah. Terrible. Old folks are selfish sometimes. They try to hold on to the young ones and keep them from living their own lives. It's as though coming to the end of the road, they... hate to be shoved aside and clutch at anything to stay in the thick of things. They don't always fight fair.
But a whole year, Doctor, I believed him.
And maybe there's another thing had something to do with it. You see, Sarah, she was in love with your great-uncle Robert, although she was married to his brother. Maybe being thwarted in her own love, she was jealous of you and Jason. That happens sometimes.
But that isn't any reason to...
No reason for a normal, healthy mind. But you see, Sarah, she's been acting strange-like at times. That's why I've been watching her coming in every few days. Oh, she's harmless enough, but... Well, we'll see, Sarah. We'll see what's to be done.
Doctor, it's Jason. I can marry Jason now if you want me.
Of course he wants you. Go to him, child. I'll look in on Granny. Maybe I'll see you and Jason at the festival later.
Here I am, Jason. Peanut butter.
Are you all right?
Oh, hold me tight, Jason. Did you see?
Yes. It was your grandmother.
You saw her, Jason?
Oh.
Did she fall?
She went over all right, but I don't know whether she fell.
I'm afraid we'll never know.
Oh, poor Granny.
She was very old, child. Very old. No matter how it happened, she's set you free.
Yes. He's right, Jason. Granny set me free at last.